Tomorrow night on NBC, L.A. Law begins its 8th season, with a few new cast members and what TV critic David Bean Cooley calls a surprisingly strong season premiere. Here's his preview.
L.A. Law has been going downhill ever since Rosalind went down that elevator shaft. If you've been watching the show the last 2 years, you already know that. If you haven't, well, that's probably why not. Nobody at L.A. Law knew what to do with the old characters anymore. What'll we do with Arnie, the womanizing divorce lawyer? Marry him? Why not? Divorce him? Sure. Throw him into a relationship with Roxanne, his loyal secretary? Yeah, okay. Other characters were treated just as cavalierly, simply for the sake of shaking things up. And the new cast members brought in to freshen things up, well, the writers didn't know what to do with them either. The best of them, Amanda Donahoe as CJ, was wasted after a strong start, then suddenly let go. Other new players had their characters shot in the head or quitting in disgust. Given the state of things at this particular TV law firm, those weren't necessarily bad career moves. This season opener could turn out to be a critical about-face. Writer-producer William N. Finkelstein came over from his ABC courtroom series Civil Wars and starts the season by making some strong changes. Some of them are really cold, though, like the way Alan Rations, as Douglas Brackman, dismisses the disappearance of Roxanne in one quick sentence.
There's a vacant office you can use, but we're a little short-handed in the secretarial department.
Now that Civil Wars is history, Finkelstein has imported two actors and characters from that show and placed them right in the middle of L.A. Law. Eli, the mild-mannered lawyer played by Alan Rosenberg, turns out to be the cousin of Stuart Markowitz. And when Eli hits town to work on a case, his former secretary Denise, played by Debbie Mazar, comes with him. Here, too, the exposition is quick and dirty. Here's one scene featuring these two new L.A. Law cast members in which Denise's husband from Civil Wars is disposed of in 25 words or less.
So you and Jeffrey are finished?
Yeah, we're divorced.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The other new addition to L.A. Law this season is Alexandra Powers, who plays a beautiful, brilliant young attorney named Jane. Nothing new there, except her character is a fundamentalist Christian, which makes for some lively and unusual dialogue. Especially when Arnie Becker, played with renewed energy by Corbin Burnson, takes her out for a get-acquainted dinner.
I was very impressed with you the other day.
I was hoping I could interest you in the field of matrimonial law, working directly under me, so to speak.
Does that mean I have the job?
Well, partners still have to vote on it, but I'd say you're a pretty serious contender.
Well, maybe we better wait until they've made a decision.
Are you involved with anyone at the present time?
No, I'm not.
Well, praise the Lord as it happens. Neither am I.
It'll be ironic as well as interesting if adding a devout character to the L.A. Law mix turns out to be what saves it from terminal boredom. Until I saw this season opener, if you'd asked me whether L.A. Law could get back on the right track, I'd have said it didn't have a prayer.
David Bean Cooley is television critic for the New York Daily News.